Friday afternoon, it's time for Susie Sunshine on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Anna off today. All right, Ms. Sunshine, Susan Schmidt from Westwood in Dallas. How are the markets reacting to the first week of President-elect Donald Trump?
Well, they're taking it in stride. We're not seeing the extreme reaction that we saw a week ago. And so things are starting to moderate out. There's still some big announcements yet to come. We're still waiting to see who the Secretary of Treasury is going to be. And that's going to have the biggest impact on the market because that involves economic policy, that relates to business, that relates to the markets, and that's what people are going to really react to. No news there yet, so now we're steady as she goes. We'll see where we're at.
He's already started to talk about what his national security people are going to look like. They're hawkish. They're people who were original Trump adopters here. So the idea that he may be going out of the box and doing something that is a little bit more from the non-Trump world or the never-Trumpers in the Republican Party doesn't seem to be playing out so far. Do you think that the markets are going to react positively or negatively to some people maybe that nobody sent?
Well, it all depends on who he picks and how their reputation is perceived at the market, what they think about it. And really, it's going to be how this news is delivered. So we've seen Trump come out. We've talked about infrastructure. We've talked about taxes. He's mentioned a lot of sound bites. The market is still waiting for more detail on that. As he's provided detail, he's really moderated the approach from some of the more extreme beginning points that he started with. And so I think the market is going to look at this Treasury Secretary, obviously with, you know, questions and wanting to know more, always wanting to know more. But I think that the market will take it in stride. They're learning the pace of Donald Trump and how to interpret him and learning his signaling.
Okay, let's talk about Janet Yellen and the Federal Reserve. It appears she's going to be staying through, and it's important that there be a, pardon the expression, Chinese wall here, right?
Yes, so very interesting because Trump was very anti-Janet Yellen on the campaign trail and really came into this saying that he didn't agree with Yellen's stance, didn't agree with the way the Fed was run. Now, remember that the Fed is a completely separate body than the rest of the government. So it's important for the Fed to maintain its independence, and they don't want to be seen as being able to be pushed around by the White House or by Congress. So Janet Yellen spoke yesterday, and it's very clear she's been appointed. Her term does not expire until mid-2018, and she's put it out there in some very clear language that she plans on sticking around. So in effort to assert their independence, she's going to stick it out. Interestingly, we're at almost a 90% probability that the market is going to raise rates in December, increasing the interest rate from 25 bips now to 50, additional 25 bips going to 0.5% as they move towards the year end.
People are concerned about inflation. That's a word you keep hearing this week. Why?
People are concerned about inflation, and it's something that we haven't experienced and haven't really seen in the last couple of years. The overall pricing level and consumer price index has not really moved up all that much. And so now we're starting to see a surge in that as the consumer starts to spend, and particularly as the government starts to spend. There's an idea that pricing is going to come. The more spending you have, there's an idea that things are going to start to get more expensive. All this spend by the government, the big plans that Donald Trump has proposed, might tip off inflation. And that's also importantly why you're seeing that 10-year Treasury rate increase. And we've gone from a 1.5% rate to, you know, a 2.25% rate, essentially, just in the last 2 weeks.
How does that affect people who want to buy houses now, refinance, buy a car?
You know, it is going to be more expensive. Your interest rate has come up. Remember that it's a little bit higher. But on a relative scale, interest rates have been much higher. So 5, 6, 7% is not unusual. So having this at that low 2+% rate as a base, that's actually still, relatively speaking, a pretty good deal.
That doesn't make me feel better, I'll be honest with you. People keep talking about this, like, oh, that's okay, the interest rates are going to go up, and it's all good. But I just worry about the consumers who are already getting hit. If the jobs don't come as quickly as the interest rates go up, that has its own set of problems, doesn't it?
It does have its own set of problems, and that's important. All of this has to work in a fine balance, where everything, you know, the idea here is we get infrastructure spend, the government is putting money into the economy. That's that fiscal policy that we've been looking for. We want to have that continue. And then at the same time, you're hoping that the economy responds in a positive fashion, confidence grows, and people are spending. So it's meant to be a rising tide across the board. You hope that's happening. There's no guarantee.
What should we look for next week?
next week should be relatively quiet. We're going into a holiday week. We don't have any big news items coming out. The next big thing is really November 30th. We've got OPEC with a big meeting coming up. People are losing faith that they're going to get that production cut that oil investors have been hoping for. So we've seen the price of oil trail off from its $50 level, but we'll get that big piece of news on November 30th. Shortly after that, Draghi is going to talk to the European Union. He'll be talking about his plans for European recovery. And then importantly, we have the Fed meeting coming up the second week in December. We're in the holiday season, so those are going to be our big news points right now, aside from whatever comes out of the Trump campaign.
Let me just quote Clark Griswold from Christmas Vacation. Merry frickin' Christmas! Thank you. Susie Sunshine, Susan Schmidt from Westwood in Dallas. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.